This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has tested negative for coronavirus, according to his doctor Monday, as the president heads to Florida for his first campaign rally since going to the hospital for treatment earlier this month. Mr. Trump appears at an airport rally in Sanford, Florida this evening as he spends the next 3 weeks trying to convince voters to put him back into the White House for a second term. Mr. Trump's doctor, Dr. Sean Conley, said Monday that the president's tests and other health data, in his words, indicate a lack of detectable viral replication. Mr. Trump's challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, also tested negative for coronavirus, according to his campaign on Monday. Biden participated in a face-to-face debate with the president just days before Mr. Trump revealed he tested positive for the illness. Two American economists won the 2020 Swedish Central Bank Prize in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel on Monday. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said that it awarded the prize to Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson for improvements to auction theory and inventions of new auction formats. The honorees will equally split the $1 million award. The Nobel Prize in Economic Science was not included in Alfred Nobel's will. It was created in 1968 by the Swedish Central Bank in memory of Alfred Nobel to mark its 300th anniversary. The prize was first awarded in 1969. It has been funded by the bank since then. And Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced a new policy in the latest attempt by the company to take action against conspiracy theories and misinformation. It will no longer allow Holocaust denial posts to be posted on Facebook. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.